So we're continuing our shiurim here on Meister Sheni. I want to speak about a very sort of like basic and fundamental question that is one that is relevant for Meister Sheni. The Rambam Dafka speaks about it in the beginning of Hilchos Meister Sheni. But it also happens to be an issue which is very fundamental in general for the word of, for the world of Mitzvot HaTlius Ba'aretz. We spoke about it in the beginning of the year that we try to choose topics that are important for the Masechta, the topic that we're learning, but also hopefully ones that can open up the doors and clarify a variety of things for the Mitzvot HaTlius Ba'aretz as a whole. We're focusing on some Mishnayos, the beginning of Masechas Maisros, but as some of the Achronim point out, Masechas Maisros is primarily about Maisro Rishon, but it's also Maisro Sheni. That's one of the Maisros also, so we do have a lot of Torah there that's very important. The question we're speaking about tonight is a question as to when are you Chayav in Meister Sheni. When are you Chayav in Meister Sheni? And we're going to focus on two different issues. Again, a lot of the time it's going to be more of some basic information. Hopefully, if we have some time, we'll share a nice, like, Lamdisha Shtikl Torah from Bar Yehuda Malan. But let's start like this. When we speak about when you're Chayav, or when a fruit is considered to be Chayav in Meister, we have two different questions that we have to focus on. The first question is, what year is this produce connected to? We know that Meister Sheni, you're only chayev in years 1 and 2, 4 and 5 in a regular sort of 7-year Shemitah cycle. So we have to figure out, how do we know, is it connected to year 2 and this you're going to have to bring Meister Sheni from? Or is it connected to year 3 and you're going to have to bring Meister Ani? How exactly do we know what year it is connected to what I'm going to bring? It's also important to know what year it's connected to for two other reasons. We have to find out, is this included in a Shemitah year? If it's included in a Shemitah year, then the whole sugya of Chumos and Maestros is going to be very, very different. The third reason why it's important isn't just to know Meister Sheni, Meister Ani, Shemitah, etc., but the Rambam teaches us, these are Mishnayos, that you can't mix produce, say, for regular Chuma and Meister. You have to separate truma from the truma of the first year. I take off some truma of the first year, that's going to be chalavim for the first year. I can't take off and mix together things from the first year and the second year and take off like a 50th of the produce with the first and second year combined. Each year you're supposed to deal with separately. So I have all my produce from this year, separate truma from this year. I have my produce in the second year, separate from that year. So the first question you have to try to figure out is what year in the process are we up to? Are we up to year 1, 2, 3? Is all the three going to be together? Okay. Is it a Meister Sheni year or Meister Ani year? Is it a Shemitah year? That's one of the first questions that we're going to have to figure out. What gets a little bit trickier when you figure out what year it is I got to figure out when the year starts. When is Rosh Hashanah? When does the year actually start? So the Mishnah tells us in the way beginning of Meseches Rosh Hashanah, that Tishrei is for many, many things we follow Tishrei. For, as an example, Shemitah. The Shemitah year begins at our Rosh Hashanah. A couple of weeks or a week and a half from now, that's when we are going to begin. That for the Shemitah year cycle, that's when it begins. Orla also, you start counting from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. When it comes to Meiser, all vegetables and things like that also go based on Rosh Hashanah. So, if something is functioning right now, we'll define in a second what that means it's part of this year. If it only is going to grow next year, meaning in a month from now, then that's what we follow. The only exception we know is that Tu Bishvat is Rosh Hashanah for Ilanos. So for things that are growing on trees and the like, that's going to be, we're going to look at what took place on Tu Bishvat. Tu Bishvat is what matters for Ilanos. So we have the following. This is Chazar, we can be very, very, because it's not a basic dinim that will be helpful, but just again, clarify. First question we have to ask when we have produce, what year is this connected to? That will impact, is it a Shemitah year, Meister Sheni, or Meister Ani? It'll impact what group is it in when I start separating, because I have to keep all my first year stuff separate from my second year stuff, my third year stuff. That's the Rambam and Hilchos Trumos. We don't want to be mafresh mishana achas al chaverta. We can't take from one year and put it on the other year. When does the year start? So for a lot of things, it starts in Ar Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei, for Shemitah, for Orla, for certain kinds of Meiser, like Yerukos, vegetables, etc. But We have to always remember Tu Bishvat Chaka Ilanot. So that is going to be Rosh Hashanah for the trees. That's how we are going to remember it. Has anyone ever said Chaka Ilanos ever in regards to Tu Bishvat? I think not. So that's one kind of question about the when. The second question about the when is going to relate not to what year it's in, but at what part of the process of the fruit's growth is it really considered to be chayav in Trumos and Maestros. When something, a vegetable, just begins to start growing from the ground, or even beforehand, what is its status? At what point in time is it really chayav in things like Maeser or not? And that's going to impact an additional couple of areas of halacha. Number one, at what stage in the process, if I am mafresh, is it chal? Could be that if you start too early, before the fruits even began to grow, I'm just like very ambitious and very nervous. So I start separating my tshuma and maaser like right away, before it's even begun to develop at all. It could be it's not even going to be chal. Has nafkaminas for an additional question, which is until it reaches a certain stage, it could be that you're allowed to eat it. Once you're chayev to separate, then I can't eat it, at least Achilas Keva, Achilas Arai, we'll speak about it a different time, but I can't eat it, at least in certain ways. If it's not yet chayav, so then maybe I am considered to be allowed to eat it. Maybe I'm considered to be allowed to eat it. The third reason why it matters what stage in the process it's at is there some critical point where you shift from not being chayav to being chayav? And that may matter, because maybe that'll impact if it's putter or chayav. Let's say it's hefker for a period of time. If it's hefker at that important transitionary stage from not being good to being good, so what exactly is it going to be? So that's part of the discussion. Maybe if it's hefker at that stage, maybe it's not going to be chayav and chumas and maisos. Maybe it has to be dafka. There's some stage that matters a lot. So there's really two questions that we want to focus on in general with mitzvah tuyas ba'aretz. Number one, what year is it? How do we determine what year a fruit is connected to, or vegetable? Number two, at what stage in the fruit's exact growth does it actually become, is it considered to be all suddenly chayev and chumas and maestros, or a minimum, if it's not chayev yet, at least enough that you could be mafresh it, and certain halachas may kick in. That's all of our introduction, as far as the two things we want to know about, years, and what stage of development of the fruit. Chumos, maisos, etc. Again, this stuff matters halacha maisa a lot. Different things have different times. That's our general introduction. One, two, and three as far as... Okay. There are two main shitas in Rishonim that we're going to focus on. Within the Rishonim, it gets a little bit more nuanced than this, but we're going to try to point out that there are two main shitas. The shita that appears to be, the main sugya is a sugya in Rosh Hashanah. Yudbeis and Mibbeis. There's a lot going on there in Rashi, Tobos, the Ritva, the Tobos Ritva, the Pnei Yoshua, the Tri Evan, Tzfas Emes. There's a whole lot going on there in Rishonim, Yudbeis and Mibbeis. The way that many Rishonim appear to learn it, this is the Shita of, as an example, the Ritva, Tosfos there, also in Mesechas, Rosh Hashanah. They understand as follows. This is the first main camp in Rishonim. There are different stages that really matter. So says Tosfos, so says the Ritva. When it comes to determining what year we are in, so at least as an example, for Ilanos, the Gemara is clear. You can look at this on Rosh Hashanah Tetzvav Mebeiz, Tan Rabbanan Be'ilan Shet, Chantu Peirosav, Kodem Tu Bishvah, Mis'ash Hashanah She'avra. The question is the Chanata. When did the Chanata take place? That's the primary question for what year it's in. If it's Chanata took place in the second year, it's going to be Chayiv and Maeser Sheni. If it's Chanata took place, we'll define what that means in a second. We don't know what that means. If it takes place after Tu B'Shvat, then it's going to be maybe in the third year, and it's going to be Maeser Ani. The primary question for them is when is the Chanata? Now, a really important thing to know would be what Chanata actually is. That seems like that is a very, very significant discussion. That's a major machlokas harishonim, as we'll see a little bit of. But part of it for sure, the Me'iri in Rosh Hashanah, Andav Beis, has a couple deyas about what exactly it is considered to be. I'll just quote for you right here, Rav Yaakov Ariel, points out, what this is in Tshuva's Chilak Dalel, the Tshuva's Bo'ol HaShal Torah, Yaakov Ariel, one of the leading poskim in the Tilumi world, he's a giant. Mamish, a giant. He should. His farm I'm going through right now of like a conversation. Like if anyone that went, ever saw their Blichlin team at Vachshei Panecha, they did a very similar thing with Rabbi Yaakov Ariel. Fantastic. These tshuvas and chilek dalid a lot have to do with Mitzvah Tuvos Ba'aretz. He owes a lot in the shaylas. The way he defines chanata, just yeah, again, you have Meiri, you have Rashi, etc. For most poskim, is the first time that this becomes like a pre, the first time in halacha has a status of a fruit, and that is when nikeres kvar tsuras hapri, when you can first begin to discern the form of the fruit. That's pretty early on. When you can first discern the beginning of the form of the fruit. That's what he assumes is what rov deos are like. That is, again, for most of Yaakov Ariel is the one who has that. But again, the Meiri discusses, Rashi discusses, but that's a good sort of like practical hagdara that will work for us as far as what chanata is. Yeah.
Is it talking about fruit as in that specific fruit or just that?
No, that I think that specific. I think so. Okay, so we have for that is that that's going to be a question in terms of what year it shayach to. When did that take place? Before Tu B'Shvat, let's say it's year two. After Tu B'Shvat, then it's going to be year three. That's chanata. When exactly are you? What about the actual individual fruit? That's for determining what year it's in. What about the actual fruit? At what stage in the process is the fruit considered to be now chayiv and chumas and maestros? So that's the Mishnayos in the beginning of Meseches Maestros. The Mishnah there, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. V'chol she'ein tchilasa ochel. You have the kind of produce that is not initially edible. Then, eino chayiv ad she'yase ochel. It only really becomes chayiv once it's, the way many understand it, it is edible on some level, b'shas hadchak. That term is a term that you will see, it's called onas ha-maisros. Onas, ayin vav, nun. Saf, or taf, depending on your leanings. Onas ha-maisros, that is the time when in many ways you could eat it, b'shas hadchak, it's when it's ra'i, that's when it's ra'i for achila, when it's ra'i for achila. So chanata, says Tosfo, says he's been shown him, takes place earlier. Initially, you have chanata, the beginning of the form of the fruit. That's how you determine what year it's in. When is it itself actually going to be chayiv and chumos and meisers, or at minimum, for meiser, let's say, at what point can you no longer just eat it, achilas keva? At what point, if you would be mafresh meiser, would it be chal? That is when it hits onas on meisers, when it is going to be edible b'shasat chak. That shear of onas on meisers is going to depend based on the produce we're talking about. So Mishnah Beis, Gimel, Dalet, all in the first parak of Meseches Maestros, we're talking about different kinds of produce. At what point is that fruit really going to be edible for us to have it? So for them, there's a difference between at what year it's in and when in and of itself it's actually going to be chayav. One, two, and three. The Shita, yeah.
Is it better to wait until it's actually ripe?
Okay, we'll talk about that. Maybe not now. But no, it's probably fine as far as the chalos goes. It's not fully chayav yet. But that we'll speak about if you ever speak about Gemara Malacha and those things. Fair question. Okay. The Rambam Shita is different. And the Rambam Shita is a Shita that requires some understanding. Rashi and Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis has a similar Shita. But the Rambam does something interesting. The Rambam appears to understand, if you look in on the sheet, source number 9 on the sheet, the Rambam seems to understand that when it comes to Meiser, when it comes to Ilanos even and things like that, what we really care about is Onas HaMeisros. The Rambam doesn't mention Chanata as determining that much. For the Rambam, it sounds like whether we are talking about what year it falls in, or we are talking about what stage of the pre it's in, for the Rambam, there's one question. Can I eat it b'shas ha'atchak? Can I eat it? Is it called onas ha'maisos? So the Rambam says, and this is different from the impression you would get from the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara and Rosh Hashanah says we follow chanata. The Rambam says, no. If it's yigia l'onas ha'maisos l'fnei Rosh Hashanah, then it goes in the third year. If it's afterwards, it goes in the fourth year. For the Rambam, it's all about onas ha'maisos. For the Rambam, there seems to be one shear. The same status of the fruit When now it's suddenly chal, chumas, and maestros, it's edible, what the Mishnayos and maestros say, that's also the same time when we determine what year it's going to fall into. For the Rambam, there's one definition. Instead of being mechalik, like Tovos and the Ritva, between what year it's in and what stage the process and the fruit, when's it going to be chayv, when's it going to be maestros, etc. According, and we'll elaborate more what that means, but according to the Rambam, it's really all one shear. Bipash just called onas ha maestros. That whenever it's edible, before Rosh Hashanah, it's in the previous year. After Rosh Hashanah, in the next year. And that same time is going to determine when could it be chal, chumas, and maestros. When exactly are you no longer allowed to eat achilas keva? All that stuff's going to happen then. That's the Rambam's actual shita. Clarity this far? 1, 2, and 3. The problem is as follows. What does the Rambam do with the Gemara? The Gemara makes it sound like there's a different shear. The Gemara makes it sound like chanata is how we determine for ilanos, that chanata determines for trees what year it's in. And for the Rambam says it's all based in onas on maestros. How can the Rambam go against the Gemara? The Rambam has one shear. How can the Rambam do that? Isn't the Gemara clear? It follows chanata. So there are really three ways to go. One of them is much more mainstream. One of them is a little bit more... Let's go through it instead of describing them. The Mikdash David understands, I believe. Mikdash David in Zroyim, in Simen Samech. It's in source number 13 in the sheets. I don't know if we gave that to people or not. I don't know. Says the Mikdash David. Vine, third paragraph. Zesha pasakar Rambam shod lo kedivri hashas de amrinan ilan basar chanata. How can the Rambam do this? Hare. The Gemara says chanata. Says Mikdash David near the pasak Yerushalmi. The Rambam doesn't pass like the Gemara and this. The Rambam passes like the Yerushalmi. But doesn't the Bavli always beat the Yerushalmi? The answer is for the Rambam, except for when it doesn't. I told him before, this conversation in the car from nights ago. My son Chaim starting to learn Gemara this year. So we're having a conversation about Bavli and Yerushalmi. I don't know how this came up. And at one point when they said that he's going to be learning Bavli, Eliyahu, the five-year-old, thought that was like utterly and completely ridiculous. Because Eretz Yisrael is more kadosh, so why would we learn Bavli instead of learning Yerushalmi? Like, he's like, Eretz Yisrael is more kadosh. Why would that be? I was like, that's it, you know? It's great. The answer is, Mikdash David thinks that, you know, Eliyahu, you're on a good track. Ram Paz like Yerushalmi over the Bavli. That's one way to go. Okay. The second Mahalas is what the Mari Korkus has, one of those Kalim there in the Rambam. This is really the more standard approach. This is the Pashtas, and this, I believe, is what Shulchan Aruch Paskin's like. This is what most really assume, which is, according to the Rambam, there's no stira because Onas HaMaestros and Chanata are the same time. Onas HaMaestros and Chanata are really the same time. Onas HaMaestros is when you can eat it more B'Shas HaTchak, and it's also Chanata. Chanata is not as early as Tosfos may have thought that when you could start seeing Nikar already Tzuras HaPri, but rather they're really the same. They really start on some level when you would be able to eat it. As Mari Korka points out, that's actually decently compelling misvara. Misvara for the following reason. Forget the words being different. It makes sense to have one definition for what year it's in and when it's chayav. That at what year should it be based on? Well, if it's chayav in Meiser in the second year, then it should be in the second year. And if it's chayav in Meiser in the third year, that's the first time you could be mafresh put in the third year. If you're mechalik, like some of the Rishonim are, like Tovos the Ritva, Tovos Harid, like those Rishonim, if you're really mechalik between it, there's something very odd. Something could be shayach to the second year because its chanata was in the second year, but its onas hamaisos in itself only really became like possible to be mafresh it in the third year. So there is an advantage to the Rambam equating chanata, onas hamaisos, all one shear, because misvara is it at the time it becomes chayev or chal, you could separate chumas and maestros. That's going to be based on what year it's actually in. As far as just general clarity as a whole thus far, 1, 2, and 3. Okay, we're now going to just, Rabbi Leib Malin, it's an awesome two volumes, Tishri Rabbi Leib. we quote it sometimes in more in the world of Kutchim and sometimes Taurus and the like, because Chelik Beis has a lot on that, and he writes about things that everyone writes about, but a lot of very, very important Torah that he has in the Chiddush of Bar Yalev. Bar Yalev offers the following Chiddush. I'll say that. Hopefully we can say it in a way which is clear and be able to appreciate what exactly he's saying. He says, no. According to the Rambam, Chanata and Onis HaMayis are not the same. Wait a minute. So how come the Rambam says that it's all based on Onas HaMaisros? What about the Gemara that says it's based on Chanata? So you got to learn how to read the Gemara like a Lamdin, says Rabbi Leib, although not in those words, obviously. Says Rabbi Leib the following. There are two stages in the process of a fruit. There's its Chanata, when it first starts, the way we would say it, forming, it's getting its form. And then there's Onas HaMaisros, when it's at a point in time when you could actually now and go and consume it, again, at least B'Shas HaTchak, it's right for Chila on some level. The Gemara is speaking about the Iker HaMechayiv. The Iker HaMechayiv. The Rambam is describing Lemaisa with an external Tanai. Let's go as follows. The real Mechayiv, in terms of what year it goes based on, what matters the most, the real, what generates the year is Chanata. That's what the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah. That's what matters the most, the Chanata. However, the Rambam held of the Svara. So even though Chanata is the primary Mechayev, there's something very odd about saying that since the Chanata took place in the second year, it's Chal in the second year, even though it's Onas HaMaisros, even though it's only actually like you only be mafresh it in year three. That's very odd. So the Rambam understood as follows. The Iker Mechayev is the Chanata. As far as the Gezeris HaKesuvim, as far as the Halacha, what should be the Mechayev, it's really when it starts forming its shape. However, that's only with the Tanai. The Tanai is that it's Onas HaMaisros is within the same year. Chanata is what does it. But Chanata only does it when the Onas HaMaisros is in the same year. Because it doesn't make sense to say that we're going to follow the second year if it's not even Roy LaHafrish Meiser until the next year. So rather, says Rabbi Yalei, but the Rambam says it as follows. The Rambam says, LaMaisa we follow Onas HaMaisros. The Rambam means because practically, we're going to follow the year it becomes Roy. But conceptually, what really generates the actual Mechayiv, what generates the actual Mechayiv is going to be the Chanata. That's what's really going to do it. Now, that's nice, Lumbus, on some level. Let's dig a little bit deeper. The way that you would be able to see this come out, says Rabbi Leib, I'll open it. Says Rabbi Leib as follows. V'fizen nimtza, therefore, if you would have Onas HaMaisros first, let's say you had theoretically a piece of produce that its Onas HaMaisros was earlier than the Chanata, even the Rambam would agree it's not Chayav, it's not going to be based on that year. If the Onas HaMaisros could be earlier, we're going to follow the Chanata. So even the Rambam would follow Onas HaMaisros, says Rabbi Leib, he doesn't really mean Onas HaMaisros at a sof. He really means Chanata with the Tanai Onas HaMaisros. But Lefiza, he says, Nimtza. D'im yihyeh Onas HaMaisros shel Peiros HaIlan kodem l'chanata, then Onas HaMaisros alone is not going to be good. Where's the nafka mina? Where do we have a case where we have an Onas HaMaisros that's taking place before the Chanata? So that's the Rambam. When you learn the Gemara, you'll see it's very, very difficult. That's where Esrog comes in. Esrog, v'hein hein, divrei ha-Rambam, shekasav, debe Esrog, azlinan, basar chanataso, v'lo basar onas ha-maestro shalo. Mishin v'chi ha-gavna, de onas ha-maestro's kadim, l'shir, of the chanata, lo azlinan, klal basar onas ha-maestro's, rak basar, it's chanata. Says the Rambam, says Rabbi Leib, this is my nafkamina. The Rambam says, when it comes to Esrog, what year is Esrog based, and then the Rambam nafka brings in chanata. Why is he bringing Chanata? I thought the Rambam says Onas HaMaisros, it's all Onas HaMaisros. Rabbi Leib, no. Onas HaMaisros and Chanata are not the same thing. It's really what determines it. The Lumdus, it's really the Chanata which determines it. Practically, has to be Onas HaMaisros. Lemaisa then, when's it going to be Chayiv and what year? in whatever year the second one occurs. If the Chanatah is in year two, owns the Meister is in year three, it's going to follow year three. That's around the beginning of the Meister Sheni. That's normally the case. Owns the Meister takes place later. But, says Rabbi Leib, for the Rambam, when it comes to Esrog, that Onus on Maestros is able to take place, again, the Mitzvahs of Esrog, talk about another time, that Onus on Maestros takes place before the Chanata, then even the Rambam is going to say we follow the Chanata. Because really, it's about the Chanata. It's not all Onus on Maestros, which means as follows. Let's just chazer what we have done tonight. Again, some of it's like just in between basic information and maybe confusing. But let's just clarify more or less what we've seen. One of the questions we got to figure out, when we're talking about Meister Sheni, we spoke this in the past, it's based, when are you chayv in Meister Sheni? So I have produce. So number one, what year is it connected to? What year is it connected to? And number two, at what stage in the process can I actually be mafresh it? Maybe I'm only chayv at a bit of a later stage of Gemara Melacha, but at what stage can I already be mafresh it? At what stage can I no longer eat it normally, achilas kevah, in real intense kinds of ways? According to Tosfos and the Ritva and Tosfos Rid and a whole group of Rishonim, there are different questions. What year it's Shayachin? It's Chanata. At what point is it called a pre? When it begins forming like a pre, it's called a pre. That's going to be what year it's in. When am I actually Chayv in Meiser? That's going to be a question as to when it's right for Achila on some level. According to the Rambam, though, there's one shear. The same time that the fruit has Onas HaMaestros, it's called right for Achila on some level, that is the same time when it's going to be based on that year. What does Ram do about the Gemara, Mikdash David, maybe he goes up to Yerushalmi, according to the Mari Korkus, maybe those are, and many, many Mefarshim, those are really the same thing. Chanata Onas HaMaestros, according to Rabbi Leib, we have a bit of a Chiddush. There's two steps in the process. One of them, whenever we have two steps, which is more fundamental, which is more technical, or are both really fundamental, the way he understands it, there's Chanata and Onas HaMaestros. One of them is more Yisodi. One of them is the technical requirement. The Rambam's telling us the Maestro Sheni, when practically is a Chayiv, but Derecha only at Onas HaMaestros. But the Mechayiv, the real Mechayiv, is the Chanata. That's what really determines the year. That's why the Rambam has an afkamina when it comes to Esrog, where Onas HaMaestros is going to take place earlier. That's where we're able to see the importance of Chanata. That's where we're able to see it, where it really comes. And the Gemara, when the Gemara says Chanata, the Gemara there, Mishnah, is speaking about, as far as fundamentally, what's the Mechayiv? What's really the Mechayiv? Practically, in a Chanami, you can't have it that's Chanata in the second year, only Onas HaMaestros in the third year, and have it be Shayach in the second year. It doesn't make sense. But according to the Rambam, that's really how it is going to go. Again, tonight, this is an important topic in general for when you learn Masech Rosh Hashanah, I believe some of what we said tonight is going to be very, very helpful. It's confusing, so it gets there as far as what years and what stages. Hopefully, we're able to get a little bit of background. The sugya is there in Daf Yubi, Daf Tezvav, you know, there in Masech Rosh Hashanah, where we'll be able to get some good insight in as far as when exactly you are considered to be chayav. We have next week, just go through the schedule, it actually works out well for the shiurim, the yontif. It does not work well for a whole lot of other things, people that work, people that want to have morning shiur and things like that. But it does work out well for the shiurim, because your bonus shalom, I guess, on some level, you know, is on that. But we should have, next week, we should have regular. The week of Aseret Metshuva, we should also have. So we should be able to have, hopefully, B'li Anhara, Be'ez Hashem, we'll have two more before, and we'll make our way through. Again, there's some excellent Torah here, and Be'ez Hashem, we'll be able to learn a lot of it. Shkayach, guys.